Hi, Sebastian.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm looking at your schedule. You are a working crazy man.
Yeah, well, you know, growing up with an Italian father, the work ethic has been instilled in me as an 8-year-old kid, so that's kind of bled into my adult life.
Yeah, but you could have been a hairstylist.
I could have. I could have been doing perms and dye jobs.
Oh, my. Sebastian, I saw you at the Meyerhoff here in Baltimore. By the way, it's Sebastian Maniscalco, and this is 100.7 The Bay. Dude, I saw you at the Meyerhoff, and I was just so interested in going to see how you ruled that room, because it's a big room, and my goodness, you were so at home on stage. The people in every balcony were rolling, having a ball, and I thought, this is new. This is something that I need to be close to, so I'm so glad you could call today.
Well, thanks for having me on. I really do appreciate it. And that Baltimore area has really, really been good to me over the years, and so happy to be coming back. And people seem to really gravitate towards kind of the upbringing I had. My comedy is centrally based on the family, particularly my father, who I'm coming to Chicago in a couple of weeks where he lives, and he's telling me I need comp tickets for my lawyer. I go, why? He goes, well, you know, he's done me a couple of favors, so I gotta do him a favor. I go, why are your favors costing me money? So he's one of these guys that's definitely a character and always good for some comedy fodder.
That's nice, man. Hey, Sebastian, two shows at the Lyric, and how long did it take you to feel comfortable, like at home, in a room that size?
You know, I was fortunate enough to work with some big acts kind of coming up. I used to open up for music acts like B.B. King,
wow.
Gladys Knight. Those rooms were, you know, 2,500, 3,000 people, and then subsequently going on to do Vince Vaughn's Wild West Comedy Show in 2005, which exposed me to theater. So I was exposed kind of early on in my career, and now that I'm doing them myself, I really kind of feel at home. I really love the bigger stage. Gives me room to breathe with my physical comedy and just a longer runway to kind of work with. So, yeah, it's been kind of a seamless transition from the comedy club to the theaters and arenas for me, just because my act is definitely geared towards that type of atmosphere.
It's just fascinating to see somebody come out, all they have is a microphone, and then run the show and entertain people for 90 minutes or 2 hours or whatever it is. It's amazing, man. And this is 2,500 times two. You're playing March 14th and 15th, and these are both at the Lyric, which is a wonderful place down here. Tickets at SebastianLive.com. Can you skip any of the service charges if you do that on your site?
I believe the service charges are very hard to get away from.
They are.
They're kind of like baked into the to the ticketing. So if I had a scam to get around it, I'd tell you.
I'm just checking. Yeah, but that's the website, SebastianLive.com. Man, you're in this new movie. Like, I just talked to Robbie Robertson, and he did the music for a bunch of Martin Scorsese films. And to think about you being, you match up perfectly with this, man. Just knowing where you come from and who you are, you're going to be in The Irishman.
Yeah, this is a movie that, you know, if you would have told me 21 years ago that I would have been in this movie, I would have told you you're crazy. I mean, Scorsese, De Niro, Keitel, Pesci, all these great actors. And my first day on set, I'm doing a scene with Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci, which was in a comedy club that they, ironically enough, made into the Copacabana. And the comedy club that they did this at in New York City was the first comedy club I've ever played at. In New York, so to
wow.
do comedy there and then to do a scene with De Niro and Pesci there was very telling, and something that when I saw the movie up on the big screen, I was like, wow, this is part of history. This is like the third installment of the gangster genre for Martin Scorsese, and I think people are really gonna love it.
Yeah, whenever Joe Pesci comes out for it, you know. He doesn't work as much as he used to.
No. This is, I think, his first movie in, I don't know, maybe 17 plus years,
yeah.
I think. He was a guy. He took me aside and gave me some great acting advice. And just one of those things where, you know, I relished every moment of it. And, I mean, just to give you context, I used to work at the Four Seasons Hotel in Beverly Hills. And in 2002, Robert De Niro came in and sat in my section, and I waited on him. And now in 2018, we're doing a scene together. So
my goodness.
It's just kind of full circle for me.
If you're going to wait tables, the Four Seasons is the place to do it. I mean...
Yeah, no, I did that really well there. I worked seven, eight years ago from 1998 to 2005 and really, really made a good living.
Damn, that's awesome, man. Sebastian Maniscalco, first book, Stay Hungry. This tour is called You Bother Me.
I'm bothered constantly.
Yeah.
So I thought this would be a great, great title for the tour. The material encompasses not only things that bother me, observational stuff, but, you know, now that I'm a father, 2.5-year-old daughter, 4-month son, now I'm going to preschool, I'm meeting other parents, and the act kind of parallels my life. It's always changing. People go, oh, you know, if I see a show in June, is it the same in January? And my answer is it's always changing. It's always evolving. Every day something happens where it could be a comedy bit. So, I'm really having fun with it.
And you don't do your bits on the air. I saw you on Jimmy Fallon. You don't come on and tell stories that you're going to use in your show. At least I haven't heard you do it. And I think that's pretty commendable, too, man. You got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, people go, oh, why don't you talk about politics? I'm like, you know, whatever Nancy Pelosi or Donald Trump is doing is nowhere near as funny as what my father's doing. So that's where I kind of live.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Sebastian Maniscalco, it's going to be March 14th and 15th, two nights, and that's a Saturday and Sunday at the Model Lyric here in town. And just one more thing, man. Do you go to Whole Foods? I know that bit makes me laugh every time. I've heard it. I can almost recite it word for word, but it kills me when everybody's eating seeds. Do you still go?
Yeah, of course, of course. I'm a big Whole Foods guy, and every time I go in there, I wish I wouldn't have done the bit, because it just keeps getting better. I mean, every time I go in there, I mean, I saw a security guard in the fruit section carrying a 9mm. I mean, it's like, how expensive are the apples? Where the guy's picking off people, stealing. So, yeah, it's one of those places where the first time I went in there, I go, wow, this is a treasure trove of material in here.
It really must be for you, man. And you grab it all. I appreciate you. We're going to be here, and people know you, and it's going to be full. So enjoy the ride, dude. You're already riding so strong.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate you having me on, and I'll see you in Baltimore.
You bet, man. Take care. Sebastian Maniscalco. I'm Stash. It's 100.7 The Bay.